Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Slim Pam, aka DJ Everything Gucci, man, welcoming you to another motherfucking show. It's the Jump Out, man. We got callers all over the line already, so I know we're gonna have an interesting show tonight, man. Tonight on the Jump Out, the hot topic of discussion will be, when is enough enough? Are you fed up with fellas, niggas, women, bitches, fucked up hairdo, fucked up eyebrow? What you fed up about? The police, your baby daddy, or your baby mama? What you fed up about? Your neighbors? You got some fucked up neighbors? Oh, social media gangsters. Ooh, ooh, who fed up about the social media gangsters? Man, a lot of people fed up with hip hop in a new time. You fed up with fighting in the club? Pay your money to get in the club, motherfucker, be fighting in the. If you fed up with anything, you know what I'm saying? That's our hot topic for tonight. You can call in. You can talk to me, your host, man. Slip it, aka DJ Everything Gucci. You can vent. You can tell me what you want to tell me tonight on the Jump Off. If you got a problem, you got an issue, call in right now. If you listening online, if you listening right now, tap the friend next to you and tell them to call in right now if they got some shit they need to vent about. 646-668-2482. Again, that number. 646-668-2482. You got some shit you need to get off the chest. You know what I'm saying? You when it's enough, enough. You know, like I'm gonna get on this hurt situation and all this shit. But I didn't about had enough my damn self. Also on the show tonight, our team BBW segment with Queen T is going down tonight, man. Team BBW segment been. If you listened in last Wednesday, you know it was interesting last Wednesday. So tonight on the Team BBW segment, Queen T will be having three of the six admins from the Facebook group BBW with a Twist, one of the largest BBW groups on Facebook with 58,000 members and growing. We're going to have Boss Lady on, you know what I'm saying, Miss Wallace. Mm-hmm. Mimi King, bottom line, counterpart, Prip. All of them going to be live on Queen T segment tonight on the Team BBW segment. So y'all stay tuned, man. Listen up for that. Now, oh, yeah, man. We ain't going to call him a special guest no more, man. He like family on the show right here on the Jump Off, man. The Prez, Willie Pennywell, man. No more interviews, man. He going to be on the show tonight, man, introducing his new weekly segment. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't going to want to miss this. He's going to be telling y'all about his new weekly segment. So y'all ain't just going to deal with him sporadically. You're going to be dealing with the press, Willie Pennywell, the self-proclaimed snitch, every Wednesday. Every Wednesday he's going to have something to say. A Moment with Pennywell. So we're going to get this show started, man. We're going to get it moving. We're going to get it cracking. We're going to get it jumping off right here on the Jump Off. Before I do, you know I gotta give y'all that intro.
Keep it real with Kiara, cause that's all she know to do. Representing Queen T, T, B, B, W, huh?
It's
a
I'm
your host, you know, everything Gucci, the jump ball, so nigga, come fuck with me.
Yeah, we here, man. When is enough? Enough. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from the callers. I want to know what y'all feel, how y'all feel about this. You know what I'm saying? When is enough? Enough. Whenever you, when you all the way fed up and you can't take no more, man. When did the shit when did the shit hit the fan? You know what I'm saying? When did the shit get too deep? I'ma tell you when the shit gets. I'm going to tell you. Let me light a cigarette. Tell you, lady, something, man. I'm a 6'1" nigga, man. I'm a 6'1" nigga. I'm a tall nigga. I'm above average height. I'm not no NBA giant, but I am 6'1", and most women are shorter than me. Ladies, enough is enough, ladies. I'm tired of seeing these fucked up tracks in the top of y'all head. I'm tired of it. Enough is enough. I can't take this shit no more. I can't. I'm 6'1". Enough is enough. Looking in the top of your head, seeing glue and shit. Seeing the track. What happened to covering that shit up? See, what I think it is, and I don't know, I need to get a hair care professional or a hairstylist on the line or something tonight. I think that when you bald-headed, you ain't supposed to have too many, you don't got no hair to cover up the track or something. I don't know. But whatever it is, Jesus take the wheel. Somebody fix it. I'm tired of seeing tracks, man. I'm a DJ, man. I be DJing in the club, and I'm on stage, so I can see right down on top of everybody's head, man. I'm seeing these tracks glued to a stocking cap. Is they still gluing tracks to stocking cap? I don't know. Let me find out. Gluing your tracks to a stocking cap. Enough is enough. Stop it with the fucked up track. Listen, ladies, if you cannot afford to get enough packs of her to do your shit right or whatever going on up there, you know, rock your ponytail, boo. Rock that little skeet ass ponytail and rock that motherfucker with pride with your bald headed ass. Hey, everybody ain't blessed with edges. Everybody ain't got edges. You ain't got no edges. Stop doing these styles where your hair pulled all back, knowing you ain't got no damn edges. At least use some of your bangs or something and try to cover that shit up or something. I don't know. I ain't no hairstylist, but I know I'm tired of seeing hair dudes, man. I'm 6 foot, man. I can see on top of your head, man. Stop doing that to yourself, man. That shit ain't cool at all, man. All right, man. When is enough enough, man? When is enough enough? I want to hear from the callers, man. If you want to get on the line, you know what I'm saying, and you listen to live, push the number 1 on your phone. It should light up my switchboard and let me know that you got something to say. But half the time, that enough fucking 1 button don't work. So if you push 1 and I still ain't put you on the line, then inbox me. You know my Facebook name. When is enough with this bullshit? When is enough enough? I want to hear from you. Let me know. Call in right now. 646-668-2482. Again, that number, 646-668-2482. When the fuck is enough? I'm going to tell you when it's enough. I'm going to tell you when the fuck, uh-oh, I got a caller want to come in. I'm going to tell you when the fuck enough is enough. Nah, I'm going to take this call, though, real quick. Here you on live on the jump off. What's up? 2833, you are on live on a jump out. You want to speak on this hot topic? When is enough enough? Maybe we have a connection problem or something. I guess maybe you don't want to talk. Don't hang up, though. Just stay on the line. Shoot. You're going to find somebody who wants to talk about this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a call. Let me see. Let me go to my call on this. See what I got on the line over here. See what I got on the line is gonna tell me what the fuck is up, why enough is enough for them. Well, damn, my bad, child. I got kicked out the motherfucking show. What the hell type shit was that? That's enough. Enough is enough with this blog talk, motherfucking radio. You happen to be on some fucked up days. I can't motherfucking do the show. And be kicking me off and all kind of other shit, man. Listen, man, get your blunts lit, get your cup filled, get your popcorn, get whatever you're going to get. Tonight's show is going to get interesting. When is enough? Enough. I want to hear from y'all. I want y'all to call in and tell me what you fed up with. Tell me what you tired of. You didn't have enough. It's enough. Like I said earlier, I'm tired of these fucked up hairdos, these fucked up weeds. I'm tired of it. Enough is enough of that shit. I'm gonna give you a little bit of Young Thug, man. And then I'm gonna come back, man. I'm gonna take some callers, man. We're gonna find out who didn't had enough. If you didn't had enough, you stay on the line and you get ready to talk to me right here on the jump out.
We got London on the track.
First you get that money, then you get that power. If he tune in, knows up, but he on that powder. Now you walk around with 50 in your trousers. Diamonds bowling on my chest, no fucking blouse. Bitch, I make it rain, y'all. You did that. They wouldn't know a thing about you if you feel that. Hit them with that blocker, blocker, nigga, get back. See that bitch that never cracked, get that. Before I go without a sack, I swear it back. I spot my bitch and that she acting like a brick.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in Ellis, I know Jimmy, he got racks. Yeah, yeah. Bitch, I'm bleeding like a tank.
Run it, put me on your back.
Just for show my damn yellow like a test. I'm a cat, I'ma take all them pussy racks. Oh, just a nigga, man, I look back. Or else I'm killing them.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fact.
She blood all over my timber.
She make a nigga say, what?
I swear to God, she feeling them. She suck like eight dicks, I call her. I took her on.
Hey!
First you get that money, then you get that power. If he tune in, no support, he on that powder. Now you walk around with 50 in your trousers. Diamonds bullying on my chest, no fucking blouse. Bitch, I make it rain, yo. You did that. They wanna know a thing about you, you feel that. Hit him with that blocker, blocker, nigga, get back. See that bitch that never cracked, get that. Bitch, I dig it. I eat ice cream with my chicken. Bitch, I'm rich, just like a Simmons, not Lil Diggy.
Real Simmons.
If I got legs, bitch, you know I'm gonna get it. She got good head, so she welcome to my business. Big Benny, that big Benny, Benny. I'm around with the Simmons, girl, I know these niggas hear me. Is you mad by Instagram or how I get my pimpin'? Change, you keep that Insta, stay on sippin'. I'm a rocket, rocket, I can stop it, stop it. I'm a GTV boy, bitch, I'm poppin', poppin'. I need coke, like what the fuck is poppin'? If you try to run off, you know we popped your knife. First you get that money, then you get that power. If he tune in, knows up, but he on that powder. Now you walk around with 50 in your trousers. Time is bullin' on my chest, no fuckin' blouse. Bitch, I make it rain, y'all. You did that. They wanna know a thing about you. You still that. Hit them with that blocker, blocker, nigga. Get back. See that bitch that never cracked. Get that.
Yeah, yeah. That was Young Thug Power. We right here back on the jump off of your hope. One DJ Everything Gucci, a.k.a. Slim Pimp. It's a night out hot topic, man. When is enough enough? We're going to try to get some calls on the line and see if they want to talk about enough being enough for them, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna check in with a Bay County call, 7519. What's up? You live on the jump off. 7519. You going to talk about what enough is enough in your life? Then 519, that's it. Okay, 7519, we'll come back to you. You don't want to talk right now, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you want to talk later. You don't get another call on the line. 6174, what's up? You live on the jump off. 6174, what's up? You don't want to talk? You don't want to talk, you ain't got to talk. If you want to talk, you can talk. 6174, what's up? Okay, you don't want to talk. You just want to listen. We're going to cut you back off. We're going to keep this thing going, man. When is enough enough? I'm gonna give another thing I'm fed up with since nobody else want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Enough is enough with these fucking eyelashes, man. I mean, these eyebrows. I mean, what the fuck is going on with these eyebrows? I be seeing these pictures, man. Motherfucking eyebrows be fucked up. Who the fuck did your eyebrows? Enough is enough with this shit, man. Shit be looking like the Grinch and shit. Like, bitch, and you taking close-up selfies. See, your eyebrows look like you feel some type of way all the time. Like, your eyebrows, what is going on? Who is arching these fucked-up eyebrows? Somebody needs to take their razor or however y'all do that shit from them. They need to be suspended. They need to go back to eyebrow school or something. So they fucking some of y'all up. And then y'all be talking about on fleek. Word. That shit is not on fleek. That shit is not. What's slave? Y'all be talking about slave about this turn, these eyebrows and stuff. This shit be fucked up. This shit be fucked up. That shit ain't slave. That shit need to be laid. Correct. Dead. Enough is enough with these eyebrows and shit, man. Enough is enough, ladies. And I'm riding on the ladies. I'm going to get on these fellas in a minute, man. Enough is enough, ladies, with this makeup. You know, you run around looking like homie don't play that and shit. Looking like homie the clown. The shit is ridiculous, ladies. Who taught y'all how to put on makeup? Like, some of y'all be piling this shit on like pound cake. Like, you don't need that much. You don't need, I don't even like a woman's makeup on. Show me your natural beauty. Show me what I'm going to wake up to. Shit. That's what I want to see. Enough is enough with all this extra makeup. I mean, no little eyeshadow, eyeliner, you know what I'm saying? Whatever lip gloss be popping, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. But all this extra shit, like, you black as fuck, but then you get done putting on your makeup and you a red bone. No, man, that shit ain't cute. That shit ain't cute, man. Stop piling that shit on y'all face, man. Enough is enough with the extra makeup, man. Enough is enough, man. And listen, man. Enough is enough with the fighting in the club, man. This is where I make my money at, the club. You know, enough is enough with the fight in the club. Because I don't go to your trap or wherever you make your money. I don't go in Walmart. Or I don't run my ass up at Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or UPS or FedEx or the post office or on the dump truck or the school bus, wherever the hell you work at. I don't run off in your shit fighting and causing problems and fucking up your money. Why would you want to come fuck up my money? See, you get a little alcohol in you and you get with your homeboys and you turn the incredible Hulk in the club and shit. You big and green and then the motherfucker and shit. But when you seen the motherfucker at the corner store, you seen their ass at Walmart, you seen them at Dodger's Chicken, you seen them all over the city. You seen them at Piggly Wiggly, Grocery Outlet, Snooks, Walgreens, Effort. You seen that same motherfucker you want to fight in the club all over the city, you ain't say a motherfucker thing. You get a little liquid courage in you, and you get with your homeboys, and you get in the club. Now you're ready to fight and fuck some shit up. But I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You're fucking up my comma. Enough is enough. Just fighting the club shit. And I ain't singling out nobody. Hell, I'm guilty of it too. But we getting older, y'all. I mean, damn. You 25 plus and you fighting in the club, god dang. Your kids gonna be in the club in a couple of years. You still in the club fighting and shit. Come on now. We gotta do better. Enough is enough with the fighting in the club shit, man. Let me tell you enough is enough on something else too. Enough is enough with these fellas coming to the club talking about you got it. Don't give me in free. You got me, dog. You come to the club at 2 o'clock. So obviously you must have been doing something to occupy your time since your ass heard this late at 2 o'clock. And then you wanna come up to someone, let me in free, dog. You got me. But this is what killed me, man. This is what killed me right here. I say, man, it might be 15, 20 at the door. Man, go on, give me 10. And a nigga pull out a wad of money. Man, come on, man. I can't come at Walmart and grab a TV and tell you, man, give me a discount on this motherfucker. Hook me up. Let me take this motherfucker out the door. But quit coming to the club like that, y'all. Don't come to the club like that. Enough is enough. I had enough of that shit. For real. Like, that shit getting out of hand. Enough is enough. Social media gang. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. There's a lot of enough is enough of this social media gang, man. Stop with all these indirect posts and beating people up on Facebook and Twitter and shit and what you gonna do to this person and all that. Go do that shit with the tough ass. Your tough ass Twitter finger like Drake said. Yeah, that's enough is enough with the Facebook people and shit. I'm gonna just start seeing people make Facebook beat posts and I'm gonna be like, man, get off Facebook and go to his house. I'm gonna leave a comment, man. You, what the fuck, bro? Like, this Facebook beefing ain't this shit crazy. Why? Now, what is that? What's going to happen if you... Nothing. I don't understand this shit. I don't know. Maybe I'm built there. But enough is enough with the social media gangster shit, y'all. Damn. So what's going to happen is somebody going to catch your motherfucking ass one day with all that gangster shit. Somebody going to catch your ass one day with all that social media gangster shit. They going to run down on your ass. You ain't gonna know what the fuck to do. And we about to shit on yourself. That's what you're gonna do. About shit on your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We got the Team BBW segment coming up in a little bit, y'all. I'm still trying to take callers, you know what I'm saying? People be scared to talk. I don't know what I'm so scared of. Y'all be on the line. I'll be clicking y'all in. Y'all don't want to talk. But our Team BBW segment is coming up in a little bit, man. We got a good one tonight, man. We got three of the admins from the Facebook group, DBW with a Twist, coming live to you in a little bit with Quincy. Matter of fact, let me holler at Quincy. She might didn't have enough. Quincy, what's up?
What it do? What it do?
We got the queen on the line, the queen of Team BBW. What's going on?
I'm tired, boss. I'm tired.
I see you on Facebook talking about you need to take a nap.
Yes, Lord. They're killing me at work. They're killing me.
Oh, Lord.
Then I got the nerve to be trying to work out in the morning now. I don't know what's going on in my head.
Yeah, you seen me and your brother hit the gym this morning.
I did. I called it. I was like, I need you up there because me and your mama, boy, we struggling. We up in there every morning, but we struggling.
Yeah, today was our first day. We're going to see how that goes. I'm going to keep y'all up
there. Oh, he's going to work the hell out of you. I'm telling you now. He's going to work the hell out of you. I had him when we lived in Atlanta, and I wanted to just tell him to get away from me. He's going to work the hell out of you.
Oh, man. We on two different pages, though. He wanna lose weight. I wanna get cut up. I'm trying to gain weight. He's trying to lose weight.
Yeah, he is big as hell. That poor Hercules baby. I always did call him that. Baby Hercules.
But what's up, Queen? See, enough is enough is a hot topic. I know you got a Team BBW segment coming up. But are you fed up with anything? Like, are you to the point where you like, enough is enough? Like, enough is enough with this Donald Trump shit. Like, who's taking this guy for
I am. I'm taking him very serious. I love to watch him. He is the funniest comedian I've ever seen before in my life. He is better than Kevin Hart right now to me. I promise you he's funny. Yes,
that
he
dude,
is.
If that dude become the president, man, if he don't win, he can go on a comedy tour, man. This dude is a joke.
And if he do, I'm moving to Africa. All right, I'm making a plan. I'm going to get away, everything. I'm telling you now, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all lady with that.
If he win, man, we might be on a plantation within weeks.
Y'all going to be on a plantation. I just said I'm going back to the motherland. I'll be here.
Oh, don't you know, that's the sound of the man.
Goodness.
Gonna be fun. Enough is enough with Donald Trump, man. This dude here, man. So what you fed up with, Queen C? I know it got to be something that you just can't take. I talked about these weeds and these eyebrows and this makeup, man, and fighting in the club. I didn't have enough of that.
Those are some of my pet peeves, that makeup and that fighting in the club, because I'm not paying all this money to get up in here. And I don't care if it is free. I'm still not paying for a drink while I'm in here and they fighting. They get on my nerves. I swear I'd be wanting to fight them for fighting. But I'm going to tell you what I feel like enough is enough. I'm tired of these heifers on social media taking these pictures of these celebrities and the couples, Meek Mill, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, talking about relationship goals. And all you see in the picture is two people eating. Y'all heifers don't eat? Y'all ain't never ate before? I don't understand what's the goal here.
That relationship goal is to have dinner. I just want somebody to take him out to dinner.
Oh, I missed the point. See, I was trying to figure it out, but I'm still tired of it. Enough. I'm tired of seeing y'all on a bike, you know, Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj on a bike, relationship goal. What, you want to be bike riding? I mean, what's the goal here? I don't understand.
Hey,
because your man is broke, and so are you.
They want a nigga to take a bike ride. The dating scene is really weird these days. People really don't date like they used to back in the day.
No, everybody's just having sex and keeping it moving, pretty much.
Yeah, having sex, making babies, keeping it moving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that's why they on the relationship though thing, and they just want somebody to buy them a Subway sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Split a bus down with a $5 footlong or something. You can't find them.
I ain't mad at people that are simple. I ain't mad at it. But I am mad at them people that meet me picture.
They don't want no house. They don't want no house with a white picket fence and a walk-in closet and a couple cars. They just want to go out to eat.
They just want to go out to eat, ride back to the bike, and, you know, just sit in the sun.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Couple white castles, you know.
I I mean, you don't even see the food that they eat. You just see them at a table with food in front of them. You can't even get a close-up. So you can say five-star restaurant. Go, no, just relationship goals. They just sitting there with two plates in front of them. I'm like, what's the goal? You want to sit at the table this time instead of sitting at the bed? I mean, what is it?
Enough is enough with the relationship goal pictures, man. We said enough is enough, man.
Hey, you want to know my biggest pet peeve on social media? I'm tired of opening my inbox and seeing dick pictures from niggas that I have no idea who you are. Can I at least get a face picture before I get a dick picture? Can I know who the dick belongs to? I'm tired of that.
Enough is enough with the inbox dick. Thankfully, I don't have an inbox dick problem, you know what I'm saying? But I did think of starting to experiment. I did think of taking a pretty-ass female and making a page. And just watch the inbox and just see how real the thirst is.
Oh, the thirst is real. Oh, but don't get it twisted because these bitches just as thirsty because I see some of these groups that I'm in. If I log on to Facebook, the first thing I see is a pussy. I said, no, hold up, what happened? Who did this? I didn't ask for this. Who put this on my timeline? I didn't know I was even in this group. Who did this to me? Yeah, they just
No. Enough is enough. The naked social media picture, man, enough is enough. Y'all please stop it. Y'all please. Don't nobody ask you to send a picture of your shit. Don't send no picture of your shit.
Slim, I'm dead serious. I have to sometimes do research to figure out whose dick this is in my inbox. I'm like, I don't even know. Okay, let me scroll and see. Did we talk? No, we haven't even spoke before. Let me see if he has a profile. No profile picture, but I got a dick picture. Okay, I'm confused. Is the dick typing to me, or what's going on? Did you not
know
your dick was in the picture of the dog?
You know he got that dick talk.
That
dick talk. You know he talk that dick talk. Oh, man. Listen, y'all, enough is enough with the social media,
first.
Dick pictures, pussy pictures. And y'all, please stop it. Just stop it right now. Please. It's really... Just think if somebody inboxed your mama a picture of a dick, how would you feel?
Hold up. I was in one group that kicked me out because I wanted to know what was the purpose. There was a woman that was clearly, my mama's 58. The woman had to be at least 55. She had a whipped cream bikini on. She made herself a whipped cream bikini. Drew arrows where she wanted men to lick, and I asked, what was the purpose? Oh, they got mad at me. I was the bad guy because I wanted to know why this woman, who was clearly 50-something, had a bikini made out of whipped cream telling men where to lick her. I was the bad guy because I wanted to know what happened. Why is this older woman, why is any woman, period, but why is this older woman, who I'm sure has kids, I'm sure her kids would have a fit if they knew she was doing this in a group, secret group. Why am I the bad guy? They kicked my ass out. Kicked me out quick
because
I wanted to know why. I was like, I'm wrong.
I guess you would.
Had me feeling bad. I was like, well, did I hurt the lady's feelings? Because I asked why. That was the only question I asked was why.
No.
So it ain't just the men. It's the women, too. They just as bad.
They all over the place, man. It's everybody. Social media gone wild.
And you know what else I'm mad about just for today? Enough is enough of them playing me about that Kevin Hart show coming to Panama City that I'm going to buy tickets for. And then I look on my Facebook page today and it's been canceled. Quit playing with my emotions. That's what enough is enough about. They play with my emotions. Why they do me like
that? Well, they're supposed to be setting another date for it. So calm down.
Mm-mm. They should have played by
both. Hey, Kevin Hart coming to Panama City. So that's big.
Dude, I was getting ready to come down. I was like, okay, I'm going home. No, canceled.
Somebody made a comment today, you know what I'm saying? And he went in about the shit. And he was just like, you know, stop saying that Panama City not big enough. They just did like 100,000 people on the beach at some function that didn't involve many black people. But they did 100,000 people, so I mean, why we can't pull people from the beach to the city. I'm sure people from the city went to the beach. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people saying the city ain't big enough to Kevin Hart. Why, it was big enough for Mike Epps when he came. The city was big enough for Mike Epps when he came. It was sold out.
But the city is big enough.
This city is, it's not, it's no support in general. People don't want to support each other, you know.
You'd be surprised. There's no support in a lot of smaller cities. Like, we're from Panama, so I know the area. And we grew up in Charleston, West Virginia, which is actually the capital of West Virginia, but it's a small city. And we used to have famous people come through all the time. And, like, me and my brother went to go see Jadakiss. I could have spit, and it would have bounced back on me. That's how empty it was. I felt bad for the man being there. I said, oh, well, I'm here. That's all that counts to me, but... It's ridiculous how smaller cities really don't show the support, but always complaining that there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. But when something comes, you don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, I mean, it is like that sometimes. I remember when Rick Ross came to Panama, you know what I'm saying? It was like, just like you described, it was like at the Marina Civic Center. But this was before Rick blew up at the same time. He was made music and all that shit. But it was so... It was so empty in that motherfucker. I felt bad for motherfucker Rick Ross, my damn self. I really felt bad for the promoter. Cause I know his pockets was on E. But the city, I'm not saying that the city is not big enough. The city doesn't support things when they come. You know what I'm saying? If you bring somebody big like Kevin Hart, the whole city got to come out for that. Everybody got to come out. And all these females that don't got the
point.
Money, they got to holler at the dope boys and get their tickets and all that. Everybody got to go.
You made a good point about the beach because I remember being there and Lil Wayne came and it shut the whole beach down. Like
the
when
beach,
they bring
the
people to the beach,
entire beach,
they shut it down. So why can't we have that same support on the inside of the city? That's what I don't understand about Panama City. Because I remember back in the day when I was going to Rutherford and MTV used to come, we used to sneak out. Like, that was the biggest thing. Like, everybody and their auntie was out there. So why can't we have that same support on the inside of the city? Cross back over that bridge. Bring some of that money over here. I don't understand
right,
about Panama
City. And that's what I'm saying. What people don't realize is it's a business move at the same time. If Kevin Hart comes to Panama City and he's in the actual city, then people are going to stay out all night. You're going to draw out of town. If people are coming from out of town, the hotels are going to be booked in the city. So the hotels are going to make money. The restaurants are going to make money. The beach is even going to make money just because he's in the city. Because if somebody comes from out of town, they're going to say, well, let's go see Panama City Beach before we see Kevin Hart or after we see Kevin Hart. Everybody's going to make money. The clubs are going to make money. I'm going to make money. Everybody's going to want to go out after they go to the show. So all the city clubs, and that's what I think people fail to realize is, man, you talking about we ain't big enough. Yes, we are. We just have to support things, and we have to get out there, and we have to generate income for the city. We quit to run out there and yell, bar wars, and go to Spinnaker. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against Spinnaker, but you quit to yell, bar wars, and go out there to Spinnaker, but you won't come to Deja Vu when Deja Vu was open, or Bambi's, or Nightlife, or KJ's, or any of that stuff. But you, and I understand some of them clubs. You might not have to pay. But just okay, perfectly example. I'm at Nightlife, and we have HSS Sunday, and Bar Wars is on Sunday also. But a lot of people ran to the beach, and now that Bar Wars is over, they run a Nightlife on Sunday, and they're like, "Hey, let me get in free." Well, damn, you was running out there spending all your money on the beach. You was just spending all your money on the beach buying drinks, but now you want to come over here in the city to a black-owned and operated business, and you want to get in free. Like, enough is enough. Enough is enough of that shit. Well, listen, we got our Team BBW segment coming up here in a second, but I'm going to get Queen T back on the line with me in a little bit. Queen T, you stay on the line. We're going to start that Team BBW segment here in about the next 10 or 15 minutes. We got the whole, well, not the whole ad, man.
It's
we got a lot
four of them
ad,
now.
Man. Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, we got
another
one to add in. Yeah.
We got four admins out of the six of the group BBW with a twist. It's a real funny group, man. They be going ham and y'all going to enjoy this segment, Team BBW. And hell, you might be going to church or for the BBW with a twist group, but you can't get in. It ain't that.
They can't fit with us.
But Queen T, we're gonna come back to you in a little bit and get that segment started.
All right.
All right, we're gonna keep on rolling around. We're gonna keep on keeping on, man. We ain't gonna call him a special guest anymore, you know what I'm saying? We used to call him a special guest. But hell, now after three interviews and very, very interesting conversation. He has now become a part of the Jump Off team and has his own segment coming up here next Wednesday and every Wednesday. The Prez, Pennywell, is live on the line with us. Pennywell, what's up, man?
Boy, I can't call it. What's happening? Y'all miss me riding this motherfucker, nigga. I'm back in this bitch, nigga. Good.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, they miss you pretty well, man.
What's problem, too?
I stay with an inbox on my when Pennywell coming back. Well, he's back every Wednesday, y'all. Tell him about
it. Motherfucking right. Listen, man, my shit starting next Wednesday. My nigga is sick. Y'all make sure y'all tune in my shit. I ain't going to let y'all know what my shit going to be about. It's just going to pop off. Whatever the fuck I feel on my mind, that's what the fuck it's going to be about, homie. Trust me. I'm talking about everybody.
I don't give a fuck
who it is. I'm going to lay it all out there. I'm going to talk about niggas. That is every goddamn thing. And I'm going to tell you who I'm talking about. You feel me? That's just what it's going to be about.
Y'all be ready now. Starting next Wednesday, the show, we had a new time, man. We at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time every Wednesday, man. We have our Team BBW segment, and we just had a new segment with the Prez, Pennywell, man. A moment.
Y'all get y'all,
Pennywell,
y'all tune y'all ass in next Wednesday, nigga.
Hey, Pennywell, man, we tried to get you on the last show and talk to you about, I had to drive you down to the police station, man, about one of your interviews on the show, man.
We
ain't never get to talk to you on the show about what actually happened at the police station. So before we get you off, man, we want to let the people know what actually went down.
So about a couple of these sour-ass niggas that got scared and I was going to say their motherfucking name. 9 times out of 10, there was one of them that I was going to say. Anyway, they didn't report the shit. Showed them the little fly thing you had on Facebook of me. So that's when they told me to come down. Now I get down. Now they transport me from now to the federal building. They told me, that I was going to have to take my Facebook page down. But as you see, I ain't done that shit yet. You feel me? So I'm like, fuck, it is what it is, my nigga. You know, I mean, I ain't violated it. The only reason why they really didn't do it because I didn't get a chance to violate the shit. You know, I didn't actually do the interview, so that was good. So, you know, it is what it motherfucking is, though, but I'm going to go about it in a different motherfucking ride, and I appreciate you giving me my own segment every Wednesday, my nigga. So y'all tune in that motherfucker. I'm going to rip these niggas' ass up riding this bitch. Trust and believe that. I'm going to go about it in my own motherfucking slick-ass way, though. Yeah. I'm going to go about it in my own slick-ass way, though. Y'all trust and believe I'm going to have this motherfucker hot riding this motherfucker. Y'all think Tony Brown was something, goddammit? Where do you get a load of me like the Joker, bitch? I'm coming next Wednesday, nigga. Y'all tune in. I'm going to tear this shit down. Trust and believe. All right,
man. You heard it from the
Prez. Your business will be out there.
Uh-oh. He don't have no filter, y'all, man. Listen,
at
man.
All. I need an oil change now. I need an oil change now, goddammit.
Y'all watch what y'all doing, man. Y'all watch what y'all saying. Y'all watch who y'all talking to, man. You never know what's going to come out of this man's mouth. You know what I'm saying? A moment with Pennywell coming, man. Every
goddamn
Wednesday,
right.
Every Wednesday night, man. Right here on the jump off at 6:30. A moment with Pennywell. Every Wednesday, that segment will start at 6:30. Show starts at 6. Segment with Pennywell starts at 6:30. Pennywell, we're going to keep the show moving, man. You got something you want to say to the listeners before we get you out of here?
Yeah, man, y'all fuck with your boy, though, my nigga. Y'all know where I'm at. I'm on Redwood all motherfucking day, every day, my nigga. Just come through this thing. Bring a sack of that motherfucking coke out to one of the niggas and something to drink, nigga. Keep going if you want to. You ain't got to even stay.
All right,
that's
man,
just
well,
what it is.
We go.
And another thing.
Took a shot at Henny. I can go and break.
What? What'd you say, Pennywell?
To all my listeners. Thank y'all, and fuck you very much.
All right, man. For sure, man. We'll see you next week.
All right.
That's the prayers, man. Willie Pennywell, man. The one and only, man. He's going to have his own segment. Y'all heard it from me. You heard it from him, man. So make sure y'all tune in next week, man. That dude right there ain't got no filter. He ain't got no cool, man. That dude is fucking crazy. We're going to get the Team BBW segment started here in a couple minutes, man. And so y'all stay tuned in. Y'all be ready. We got BBW with the Swift, 4-6 admins from one of the most prestigious, most prolific, most well-known BBW group on social media, BBW with a Twist. We're going to have 4-6 admins here with us, and they got some shit to say, so y'all stay tuned for that, man. We're going to give you a little stick talk.
Took a shot at Henny, I was going crazy, and say my whole hood got it under investigation. They know they talk that stick talk. They know we talk that lick talk. $10 million cash, fuck a friend. Started sipping syrup, I've been geeked there since. Gotta keep that heat on the seat ever since. You know we talk that stick talk. I'm about to fuck this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand us, cause you're too soft. Tell the bad bands, run them straight through the machinery. They came through with a stick, and you heard it. They came through in this bitch, and they was swerving. I can't believe the blood ain't on my shirt. Because he got hit close range. We be talking stick talk. We be talking bricks too. We be talking lick talk. And I'm a fucking bitch too. I ain't got no manners for no slut. I'ma put my thumb in a butt. Took a shot of Henny, I be going crazy. They say my whole hood got it under investigation. They know they talk that stick talk. They know we talk that lick talk. I'm about to fuck this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand that, cause you're too soft. Tell a bad bands, run them straight through the machinery. I'ma tell a lie under oath. I can see it in your eyes, you on both. I said, kind got on with a body count. Lying in the car, barely kept enough. Ordered up a sofa, told him, ride me around the whole world. I was on the E-Way with that Miley and that old girl. Get a little cheaper, you can win. Hit it a little harder, get the bins. $10 million cash, fuck a friend. Started sipping syrup, I've been geeked ever since. Gotta keep that heat on the seat ever since. You know we talk that stick talk. I'm about to fuck this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand us, cause you're too soft. Tell the bad bands, run them straight through the machinery. Fully loaded whips, so fully loaded clips. Fucking with my niggas, I smoke a zip. Red eyes, and I got them dogs with them. Tell the bad bands, run them straight through the machinery. Put the shot of Henny, I'll be going crazy. And say my whole hood got it under investigation. They know they talk that stick talk. They know it's how that lick talk. $10 million cash, fuck a friend. Try to tip the stir, baby, get this. Gotta keep that heat on the seat, this. You know it's how that stick talk.
Yeah, man. That was that future. A lot of funny cancer on a new toy. Take it out. Man, I'm fucked up. When that song come on in the club, boy, it go all the way live, man. Hey, we about to get our Team BBW segment started here in a second, man. So I got to get a Team BBW segment intro song coming to you right now. We had him live on the jump off, man. Nathaniel, A Little More Love. We had him on the Team BBW segment, and this song right here is a song that's blowing up and making a wave across the world about the big girl. So y'all listen up, man. Let's tell you A Little More Love. And after they tell you, we're going to have Team BBW segment brought to you by Queen T right here live on the jump off.
So flexible when I bend her. In the bed, take a little more. me up and rock me back to sleep all in one night. Never would she let you win her heart without a fight. And strap on, she's a stallion. Only a real man can ride it. So love and she full of surprises. Never gonna let. Come and keep me company. She get anything she want from me. Got love for me. A little more love for me. Got some kisses in the mouth for me. She got love for me. Come and be my company. You get anything you want from me.
A little
me.
More love.
Where they at though? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at though? Plus size, where they at though? Nathaniel.
Yeah. I'm back right here on the jump off. And I'm not by myself. Me. Queen T, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine.
Hey, what's up?
We got to be with a twist fam in here.
What's up, Per?
Oh, Lord, hey. Oh.
Yeah, we in here, twist in the house.
Hi, Cal, how are you?
All right. How about you?
Well, I got.
I'm pretty good.
Looking for the rest Ooh. Of the. I'm looking. Okay, hold on. They still popping up in here. They still got callers popping in, y'all. We still got callers popping in. But, well, who all we got on the line so far?
They got Calvin.
Is it just Cal on the line?
Yeah, Calvin Small on the line, one of the admins of BBW Twist.
Yeah, the one that was talking junk, talking about weed, invite him. Don't be like that, Calvin.
Can't leave me out, that's all.
Oh, that was the one that, that was him. He was, y'all made him feel some type of way, man.
Yeah, man. I just had my baby and shit, so then, you know, he came up feeling some type of way.
Oh, man. Try to leave the man out, man. I don't leave the man out. I'm looking for the rest of these.
I
don't feel.
How y'all feeling out there, man?
Pretty
good. Feeling
good,
down here. Panama, we feeling good. Hey, Quincy, you went to see Wale the other day, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You know that's my boo. I went all the way to D.C. just to see my baby.
Oh, yeah, you came to my city?
I surely did.
Oh, man. Look, next time you come to my city, you got to let me know.
Most definitely, Calvin. Most definitely.
Love to show the sights and all the excitement down here.
Yeah, I got excitement. All right, they were stabbing folks in the club. I said, oh, man, it's time to go. Time to go. I didn't come to the die. It's time to go.
Yeah, it get wild. It get wild over here. It's wild in the city.
Most definitely. I was thinking about coming back this weekend for homecoming, but I haven't made up my mind yet.
Oh, you should.
I'm here.
Hey, Priya, what up, baby?
Should have been sitting up here quiet.
I was listening.
You know you got to make yourself known, Miss Capri. Don't act like that.
I work around the group. All I do is work.
Yeah, she's the watcher. That's the watcher.
That is not the watcher. Capria talk. Don't do it like that. She talks.
I don't say nothing.
Ooh, Capria.
I'm the quiet one.
I'm looking for the rest of the admins, and I can't find them. They not on here yet.
How you can't find Delisa? She's on here every week. You better find her before she gets you. You know she'll go up in your inbox.
They still calling in right now. I'm going through all the numbers over and over and over. They still calling in. I'm trying to find everybody. Let me see. I got two of the four, and that's all that's on the line. Nah.
She's
4643. Let me find. Let me see that. Hold on. Did you send me that number? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Uh-huh.
You ain't even send me that number.
You lying.
Wow.
Oh, he lied.
I'm for the screenshot, though.
Don't do me.
You know we love the screenshots now.
Don't do me.
Right. Don't tell me.
We know we hype up the screenshot. She on
her now, though.
Yo. Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Oops, my bad.
Yeah, I know.
That's my bad.
Stop. So who I'm missing out? One more person?
Yeah, you're missing bottom. He not on here yet?
Yeah, what line at? Tell him to get his ass on, man. Now we got rappers tonight. They got me on here.
Four, eight, seven.
Shout out to the boss lady, Miss Wallace.
Oh God, here you go. That's Calvin.
You know. Hold on here.
The boss lady was on the last BBW segment snapping.
I'm jive tight with you right now, so.
Ooh.
With me?
You gotta make it rough.
Yeah, with you.
No, what I do?
Yeah, all right. We ain't gonna revisit that, but.
Listen, you was going ham, man. It ain't stopping you. You was in beast mode.
Because she was trying to be
disrespectful. Well, don't be mad at me, though. I ain't do nothing. I just had to make it so people can hear. Listen, this other caller, this the last admin, he is not going to end with us. Or is it a he?
Last yes, he. Right, oh, but if he pop up, then he pop up. If not.
Who?
Bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he okay. On the know. He on the know.
All right, well, Queen T, you got the flow. Let's go ahead and start this team, BBW 7. We got BBW with it.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want y'all to introduce y'allself. So for some people who are not a part of the group, they might not know, you know, who all we have on the line tonight. So I guess we could start with, as you call her, the boss lady.
All right, well, my name is Jaleesa, better known as Perfect. Yeah, I am. I don't want to really say boss lady because, you know, but I am the creator of the group. And who's next?
Yeah, you got me, Calvin Small, you know. You know, kind of like the backup, backbone, you know, support bone in the group, you know, support my group. Love my BBW, you know. You know,
that little girl right there.
Yeah, I'm the wild card of the group, so, yeah, that's me.
And the quiet one.
I'm the player. I'm just here being cute.
You hear me? What's come on, the listener.
What did Capria say?
She said something about being Capria being cute.
That's all
about
being cute.
I can't with this girl.
Okay, well, Capri or the cute one. Okay, how you doing? So, Delisa, give me a kind of rundown. How long has the group been on Facebook, and what made you start the group?
The group been on Facebook for, like, almost 2 years now. And I started it. Actually, I don't know. I was in a whole bunch of groups, and I was like, man, these groups is whack. I need to join a group for big girls. So then I would join the big girl groups, and I was like, ain't no people in here. Let me try to start my own group. So then I just started it, and I added a few people, and before you know it, they started adding people, and they started adding people, and then people just started joining, like, and here we are today, like, he had to kick out a lot of people, and, you know, that's how it originated. I didn't think that the group would get as big as it got, and before it was just me by myself, and then after all those people, I'm like, man, I need help to, you know, manage this. It was out of control. I mean, you know, you got people come to you crying about every little thing and just something you can't really handle by yourself. It's kind of
how
like
many admins did you start with originally?
It was just me first, and then I made another girl admin, somebody that I knew. And she was like, yeah, I'll help you out. After it got to about, shit, when I got to 1,000 people, I thought I was big shit. I was like, oh, shit, I got 1,000 people. Like, all right, we need more people. It got to 1,500. I was like, yo, we getting big, y'all. And then now it's like, yo, 58,000 people. It's like, we big now. I mean, we out there. We know.
Most definitely. So, I've been in the group for a little while, so I've seen a couple different admins switch up. So give me kind of like a rundown what it takes to be an admin in your group.
Well, what it takes to be an admin, I mean, of course, you know, it got to be somebody reliable. It got to be people that's reliable, people that can handle things, you know what I'm saying? People who know how to even work Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Quick on their feet. You got to be able to entertain. Like, we don't want nobody boring. Like, you boring, you can't keep a fan base. In all reality, we all have our own fan base. Like, you got Capria. Everybody love her. You got Bottom. Oh, boy, we ain't going to even touch that subject. You know what I'm saying? Calvin, he got his fan base. And then, I mean, I and the rest of us, you know, we all got our fan base, but you got Sincere, too. He's not able to be on the line, but he got his little fan base, too. So, you know, I'm not trying to leave nobody out. I want all out here, you feel me? But,
Who
got the biggest fan base?
I would like to say Bottom Line. All the hoes love Bottom Line. He probably got it. All the hoes love old Bottom Line.
Oh, man, I tried to start some beef. I wanted everybody to say it was them, man.
Nah, we going to be fair about it. Capri probably next in line. You want to know why everybody loved them? Because they the weak links. they are what you call the pushovers.
Cut it out.
There it is.
They are the pushovers. If you got any kind of, if you stern a little bit, they don't really fuck with you.
But you on the other hand.
Me on the other hand, what?
0 to 100, real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, Calvin, he be in hot water too, right, Calvin?
Yeah. I stay in hot water no matter what I say. You know, I give him a compliment and I get the beef.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay,
so I noticed in the group, because I'm part of the group too, and I noticed that, like, there be some beef going on in there sometimes. Like, I don't remember when it was. It was maybe it was 2 weeks ago or something, but this one girl, and she was part of another group, and she invited some other group members over.
We get some type of people sometimes, you know.
She was mad because of how many people we had in our group. So she like, oh, my group would tear this group up. All right, well, bring them on over. Bring them over. We got something for you over here.
Yeah, y'all got some sharpshooters in BBW with Twitch.
We ready for you.
Then it was, oh, don't talk about my baby. She didn't brought a friend. A friend then ran. Somebody then said something about a bald-headed baby. I'm like, oh, man, that shit got crazy.
Yeah,
it's all about me.
I go in there and I hit the like button. Oh, post too much. But this is definitely part of my entertainment on Facebook. I definitely am looking.
Don't be a lurker, pimp. Don't be a lurker. You got to say hi sometimes.
Yes.
I say something there once in a while, but I don't want motherfucker to eat my ass up. So I'm like, I'm scared of these folks. Shit.
And it be all love, though. It's all love in here, man. You know, what don't make us weak and make us stronger. That's all.
Yeah,
let me ask
real.
Each one of y'all a question, because any post that's done in the group has to be approved by admin. So what are some of, like, the weirdest posts that y'all seen and be like, nah, they ain't been through?
Oh, my God. Let's take turns. We're going to take turns.
All right, Cal, go ahead.
All right, with me, you know, I ain't got nothing against, you know, approving a man picture and all that. But dick pics, man, like off the break, you know I lose. You know, and the niggas just slide in with any type of picture, and the shit blows me. Like, and I'll be like, God damn. But it's not even the dudes. Women try to post the nastiest shit. You know, or the weirdest a man can get is a dick pic. Man, I seen women try to get some pictures approved that I ain't even think you would, you know, picture yourself want to put on Facebook. Oh, my God. I seen some nasty shit.
The nasty stuff don't even shock me. That shit is so Facebook. The craziest post I probably have seen on Facebook was so messy. A girl ended up meeting a dude, going to his crib. He done told her he had this big, nice, fancy-ass house. Anyway, to make a long story short, he was a roommate. He was being a roommate with somebody, didn't drive, told her all these stories. She gets to the house. She says how he wouldn't take her home because he was using his friend's car. The story was so crazy, like, so she had to end up spending the night. Then she woke up when she said she took a sheet. She laid on the floor. It was no bed in the room. She woke up and he was standing over her, beating off, and then he bust on her. That was story A. But when story B got broadcasted, he was like, oh, hell no. Hold on. First of all, bitch, you came to my house. You ain't have no fucking panties on. Yo, the shit was so crazy. It was like two different stories. That was the best. That probably was the best shit I've ever seen. On that group, and I done seen some crazy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Wow. That's a fucked up way to wake up.
It's crazy.
What about you, Miss Capri?
Let me ask you, what was she doing? What was she doing if she woke up like that?
Man, she swear that. Well, I don't know. The way he told the story, like, everybody was coming at him like, oh, you a dog, you nasty. But the way he handled himself let me know that it wasn't what she said it was. She fucked the nigga, got embarrassed, tried to air some shit out, you know what I'm saying? Because he said he fucked her and sent her home. She's saying some whole other, total different story. But me, I'm going to put myself in a predicament. If I'm around somebody that I'm not comfortable with, I'm not waiting till the morning to leave. I'm getting the fuck out. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I will walk to the nearest gas station, corner store, McDonald's. I'm walking like you're wilding. Like, what are you
That's
talking
great.
About? You stay and you slept on the floor. I'm not even sleeping in this man's house. So I ain't feel what she was saying was the truth anyway. Like, it didn't add up to me. But what he was saying sounded, you know, kind of real. But, Capri, what was the craziest thing you seen on him?
Everything.
This girl.
Yeah. There's a woman of few words.
Well, she did tell me that she was sick, so I'm not even going to really bother now. But about to say, Miss Capri will have late night conversations. We be at work, so I know she talk more than this.
We're going to let her slide that she's sick.
So we're going to let her slide tonight because she is sick.
That's
yeah,
right.
You can just call her and say, hey.
Sympathy pass, please. Don't give her
no
sympathy.
We got to.
She's the worst. That's why
best.
She most, you know, she's most loved because she put on this fake ass persona. Like, she's so sweet.
I told her, like the guy told me at work last night, Capri, I hope you can fight because as much trash as you talk, you better
okay.
be swinging. She was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll fight. I said, okay.
She's so sweet. People be like, oh my gosh, she's so sweet. I'd be like, yeah, right.
Shut it out. I'm the nicest person.
Let's
talk about some of these groupies. Like we said in the beginning, y'all said bottom line got all the hoes. But as far as females, this is why I want you to at least speak up.
I can't. What she said?
I said you got to save your question for bottom.
Mm-mm, this question is from the lady. We'll get to him because I think he's trying to join the line now, Pimp. But we, I want to hear about the ladies. But, yeah, because I know some of the men, I mean, some of the women, I've seen some of the stuff they post. But I want to know about these men. How desperate do these men be in these groups for you and the admin?
Yeah, they be on it. I mean, it's real. It's definitely real. Like, they love us. Like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I can't really explain. I don't really know what it is about an admin that they love so much. But they be on it. I mean, if you throw a picture
your
up,
mama
it, could be,
ratchet.
It could be the ugliest picture you feel ever existed. And they
wait,
gonna show
who
that
Baba Ratchet? What happened? Capria? Somebody Baba Ratchet? What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I muted my phone.
I'm like, wait, what happened?
I said, my bad.
I got confused. Sorry about that. At least I just got confused. Yes, well, I'm sorry.
So the real career coming out now.
Yeah, I
there
see it, right? Yeah,
I know. I'm still nice. Her mama just ran it.
Yeah, I see it. I told you.
See the real career now.
That's going to be off. I was listening.
Well, I don't know here with us, y'all.
Hey, live.
Oh, there you go.
Yo, what up, Lion? What up, bro? What's good? Shit, man.
Well, welcome
waiting
to the party, Mr. Bottom Line.
Out and about. Pardon me for being late, waking on the weed, man. Nigga taking all fucking day.
Ratchet.
You know, what's going
damn.
On?
Enough
we out
there.
To the city, man. Ain't no time living on the weed, man. You know how them
well,
niggas be, man.
I guess you came just in time, Mr. Bottom Line. We was talking about the groupies.
Mm-hmm. You know. Came right on the whole conversation.
Okay, ready. We missed
like,
the whole
to
Mr. Bottom Line.
Y'all was supposed to break out the drum roll when y'all put him in for the whole conversation.
He could definitely speak up on that topic, though.
So, Mr. Bottom Line, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Hold on,
the
shit that I be seeing these bitches be saying, I'll be like, oh, Bottom Line, let me lick your ass. I be like, yo, they serious? I be like, come on now.
Well, that
like,
they
no
his finger, and they'll say that shit's sexy.
We might need to reintroduce him or something. Bottom Line for BBW with a twist is on, y'all.
What's up?
Call them for their talk about.
That's how you get your ratings up.
Okay. That's more like it.
Hey, they funny.
That's more like it. I like that. What's up? Talk to
me. I like that.
Oh shit.
What's up?
I ain't on the jump off, man.
Oh man.
So,
I love that cool though.
Mr. Bottom Line, we're talking about the hoes. We trying to get
what's
your take
up?
On the hoes. What is about being an admin that attracts the hoes to Bottom Line?
I don't know. Maybe it's constantly posting in their face. They constantly saying my name. Maybe.
They fall in love with your name.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hold on, hold on. Stop the beat. Did this nigga get a applause when he got on and we danced? Yo, I made this nigga high. Y'all remember that?
He gave him an applause.
Exactly.
I get, yeah, I let this nigga pop.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the, you know, it's the, probably the pulse. I know it's the, it's probably the pulse and the stuff like that, and constantly seeing my name, and then I think I take great pictures. So all of that plays a role. You know what I'm saying?
I think I take,
you know,
great pictures.
Yeah. You know. So the
cut
all
it
that,
out.
I would take more
pictures,
all of that.
But I have a lot of guys who are saying coming to life, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the meme guy. I put up all the most of the pictures or whatever the case may be. That's what I do. I create controversy. I'm the bachelor that create controversy.
And he runs from it when he starts it.
Sure,
exactly.
I just watch. See, my, see,
he watches
like
it.
My, yeah,
he
like my, yeah, like my job. I be feeling like my part is to put the memes up and create dialogue between all the people that's in a group, something to talk about and get to know each other. You got 50,000 members from all over the world, all races. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not, that never heard of certain situations, and they looking at people like, what? Who does that? And it's a thousand women that said, we do. We do that. What you mean, who does that? You should be doing it. So that, you feel what I'm saying? That's what I do. I put up the pictures and create the and start shit, talk shit, and a lot of shit I speak from experience and, you know, shit like that.
Queen T, what is your view on all of us? Let's hear somebody else's views on us.
Let's see. I guess I'll probably change if you ask. I feel like you are the no nonsense type. Like you, you know, my favorite post that you put up. You put up a welcome to the group post. These are your admins. If you have a problem, talk to them. Then if you have a problem they can't handle, then come to me. It's like, look, I got workers, I don't feel like being bothered, but if they can't fix it, then come holler at me. I love those folks. I'd be like, this girl's off the chain. Like, being serious, don't fuck with me. If they can't fix it, I might look into it.
Straight up.
So I feel like you're the no-nonsense type. Like, that's what I like about you. Calvin, I feel like Calvin the cousin. Like, Calvin is the cousin that you call on. Like, cuz, look, they talking shit, and Calvin pops. Yeah, he pops right in. As soon as somebody say something, he pops right in. Like, cuz, get him.
Yeah.
Caprina, that's the shit talker. She's the female bottle. Like, she's the shit talker. You don't
call
him much confidence.
Wait a minute. So you starting shit. Why I got to be the female bottom? Why I can't be the female Caprina?
I'm sorry.
Because you do the
same
thing.
You know what? I take that back.
You're the female because you're the female asshole version of me. That's why you do exactly what I do. So that's why they
and that's the first time. And that's not the first time.
But why he can't be? Why he can't be the male version Capria?
Because he
wanted to get to it.
He's one of that
original.
I gave you life.
Oh, cut that shit out. Cut that shit out. Put that shit up, bottom. Come on.
Is that Capria speaking up?
Bottom coming with that bullshit. Come on.
I'm coming with the real.
We had bullshit at home, Bottom. Come on. Caprice the shit talker.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to give her.
Yeah,
leave alone,
okay.
Bottom. Leave alone. She's the shit talker.
I'm
going to
let her ride. All right.
And who's
of course, we all know.
The admin first, bottom of the
street. That's irrelevant.
Bottom.
Like, that's so irrelevant.
That's why I said that's overrated. Big bro, I just said I'm going to let her ride because we all know the truth. We're going to leave it alone. Next thing.
Then, of course, we all know Bottom is the asshole king. Like, we just, I don't even know sometimes about him and his fuckery that he puts up there sometimes. I don't even know.
I'm bipolar.
I believe
minute,
that with all
I'm
my heart.
I'm bipolar. 1 minute I need to bathe, the next minute I can't stand these hoes.
Word.
I'm
that
afraid
so
of.
True. We have what?
It is. Now, as far as sincere, I really don't know much about him, but he seems to stir a little controversy also. You know, he gets some talking sometimes, but I don't really know much about him. But he got it. I don't feel nobody. But I tell you what, I stayed clear of her for a couple months. Like, I was like, I'm not fooled with this girl because I don't want to cuss her out. I'm just going to mind my business. Any of her posts, I'm not going to say nothing. But he actually turned out to be cool, but it took me a minute. It took me a minute. I was like, I'm staying away.
So Gotti come around when shit need to be shut down.
Yes, you do.
We had to calm her down a little bit, though. She used to be a firecracker, right? Right, Bada?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. She was worse.
What you
she is
hold, hold on, hold on. Yo, if it was her, we went. If it was for her, we yo. If she was just an admin, we probably wouldn't have no members because she'd be ready to throw a motherfucker out.
Yeah, and there's no favorite, yeah, yeah. No favoritism.
She don't
with
play
she
with
care.
The rules, yo. That's like security.
That's what she did for
us. She's straight up security. Like, she don't play with the rules.
At all. Like, if anything go on left field, blow her name up, she pops up, she'll laugh for a second, she'll be like, don't worry about it, they gone.
Yeah, she's like, all right, keep the motherfuckers out.
And you can't sweet talk her. I don't care how you look. You can't mm-hmm. sweet talk her. She'll throw your ass out just for trying to bribe
like, no words. Like, there's no words that can, like, change her mind.
And then she would laugh and be like, well, you're still getting out, so.
mm-hmm.
Oh, she ain't giving you no chance if she throw you out. You got an option. You could get thrown out with an option to come back. Well, if she throw you out, she clicked the button to where you ain't coming back. Trust me.
Yeah.
You I'd ain't
like,
coming
hold on,
back.
Hold on. Why you throwing him out? She be like, listen, you made the rules, now stick to them. I be like, well, damn, I thought I was the motherfucking HCIC in this motherfucker.
The enforcer.
Definitely
no Bottom, since you came in late to the conversation, I'm asking the question I asked the rest of them. What's one of the weirdest posts that you've ever seen try to get approved?
One of the weirdest posts?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I see so much crazy shit that, like, damn.
What did I see that was a little off?
Oh, no, the gay guy that got approved inside. He was like, I don't know why I'm here. I'm gay, but thanks for the ad. Like, you know, like, I'm gay. I'm like, that was kind of weird. Everything else is, like, normal. I expect it. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like they act a fool over the littlest shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everything is normal to me.
That's
it's
what
not out of the way.
Alive.
Yeah, it's normal.
I've been seeing it so much, like.
What surprises
well,
me sometimes?
I'm going through the page right now, man. Yeah. Bottom line, you a shit starter.
Oh man. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I guess that's my job. I guess.
No, don't sound so innocent about it, though.
The Lisa's post about the rules, oh, my God. Like, that
that's what I was getting ready to get into next. The Lisa, what are some of the rules of the group?
Reading all of them right now.
No news. I mean, before I had BBW with a twist, I had something called BBW with a class. BBW with class. But, unfortunately, we got shut down because I would allow motherfuckers to get a little freaky, post a little bit of shit, and every time they tell on us, you know, tell the Facebook police, their Facebook would shut our accounts down. Am I lying, y'all? How many times have they shut us down? We had to log in, they had a long message like, listen, shit going on.
Yeah.
So after a certain amount of time, you only got a certain amount of time before they just shut your whole group down. So that's not what
you
know, 5,000 members.
This is nothing. If you don't have Facebook, you got a Facebook account, you know you're going to see some wild shit, okay? And especially if you join a group, and it's like a group that you know is like, you see the title, BBW with a twist, or it doesn't matter, like, you know you're going to expect some wild shit, don't report it when you see it, because you joined the group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's being a fucking hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite.
They'll see the rules and still just want to show their ass. Like, damn, did you want to be naked
right.
that bad? Like, damn.
So, no
yeah,
news.
Crazy.
That's the main really one, no news. I really
yeah,
don't like
the
whole Abby. Abby. Yo, don't fucking be thirsty and tell people to add you. That's just annoying. If they want to add you, they'll add you. Add them.
Yep.
And if they accept it, cool. If they don't, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is annoying. Nobody wants to take time to see that.
Thirsty ass. Yo, be my friend. Yo, add me. Say that in the inbox. Damn, my nigga. Like, damn, say it in the inbox.
Right, you or just add the person. Like, all right, bitch, you ain't had me yet? Okay. Okay. Then I got to tell people to add you. Like, what kind of thirsty shit is that? And then we got, like, no spin-off posts. I don't want to see, like, if somebody posts a post, I feel that.
My baby wouldn't give a shout-out. So,
okay.
You quiet, man. So, okay. He took it back.
She says your mind.
Oh. There you go.
Catfishing. We don't like catfishes. We don't play
No catfishing.
That was going to be my next question. Like, have y'all had any cases? Because I know I've seen in a lot of groups. Have y'all had any cases of catfishing going on in the group?
Then you just had somebody trying to catfish me, Queen T?
I mean, other than you, because they blocked me. They blocked me from trying to
they
add
blocked you?
They blocked me. When I tried to go back and look, I can't find them now. They blocked me.
That's crazy.
I seen one yesterday. I don't know if y'all call it a catfish, but I noticed it. I know it was a man. They had the makeup, looking like a big woman and everything. And I seen about 60
I don't think
like,
that was a man, though. I don't think that was a man.
I went, I looked, I noticed it. I said, damn, that looks like a man. No, listen. I said, that looks like a man. I did the research. I went on the page, and if you look, you're like, damn, bro.
I can't.
Like, but, you know, makeup, but the makeup, they did a decent job, but I see through the shit. No. We ain't going to do that. Yeah, that's catfishing.
And then we got people. We got people who block the admin. That's not a, don't block the admin. If you don't want to be in the
I've been blocked three times. I didn't like that.
Yeah,
we don't block the cousin.
Motherfuckers think they can block us. Like, we can't still put your ass out. Block us. We can still put your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Leave it to Pimp. Always over there touching on something.
I kicked out several people for being blocked. And I kept it quiet from the rest of the admin. You get your ass kicked for blocking. I will kick your ass. And that's coming from Calvin. I will kick your ass for blocking me.
Oh, we got a new rule, too. Here's a new rule. If you come in there and be like Bottom said, you getting kicked the fuck
out.
Don't like
say
that.
Please don't say
Bottom
my name.
Said not a damn day, because I will put
nothing.
Your motherfucking ass out so
they
fast.
They put you out so fast, I promise you. Don't do it. I'm bad influence. Don't follow me. Don't do that
so
shit.
You couldn't
don't
be
do
like,
it.
Well, Bottom said, and Bottom said what? Bottom gonna get your ass kicked out of here. Like,
word up. Word up.
Yeah, so we got any callers on the line?
Any callers? Y'all ain't gonna call us. Y'all ain't gonna call us to talk to Bottom. Y'all ain't gonna call us to Bottom.
It's the live song, you know, with the admins. Come on.
Let's see. We got a caller for 3158.
First phone.
7892. 7892, you on live on the jump off.
Hi, I'm one of Bottom fans.
Hey!
Here we go.
Bottom, that's your man, my nigga.
No, baby. Thanks for the shout-out. I appreciate it.
Wait, can I just ask him one question?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and ask him
a question. So how many ladies you been with from out of the group?
How many ladies have I been with from out of the group? Three.
How many?
Three.
Okay.
Oh, she said okay.
Good? Thank you.
Three.
Anything else?
Bye, admin. No.
Oh, okay.
I'll come see y'all soon.
Okay. She tried to be number four. That's so
good.
She tried to be number four.
I see you in the inbox. That didn't sound like a woman, though.
Look, she said that
didn't
sound like a woman, though.
Don't bother. I know a Trini voice when I hear one.
You stupid.
Oh, my. Oh, oh my.
Yeah. Don't put
listen,
that out there. Don't tell them that.
Listen, man. We are past our showtime, but I'm allowed to ride out for a little bit longer, man. We getting live, so we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to see if we can get some more callers on the live, man. Who is this? From the 336, we got 8862. 8862, you on with us? 8862, you want to come? Or are you scared of the admin?
Ain't this about a bitch? Don't worry about me.
Hello,
hey,
how you doing?
What's going on?
Fuck, fuck,
I've been
here. Fuck,
Capri. Oh, we got a Capri fan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey,
you can talk to Capri right now.
Don't mean she's gonna answer, but you can talk to her.
Come on, come on, don't do that. They hear you on the radio.
But delicious.
What? That ain't my fan. Who that? That's Capri fan. Don't do that.
That's Capri fan. Oh, snap. Man, do you have anything to say, 8862?
I guess he's shy.
Cutting their ass off. They're cutting their ass off. They got it.
I guess he's. We're going to. I'm a fucking nigga too. 8862. Who is you?
I didn't know who was 8862, though.
Well, I'm a down every other four number. We're fine, hell.
Hey, bottom, though, you want that whole entire number? For old girl who
want to
be number four, I
can't
that.
Number four? She's going to be number four.
I know
number
that's right. Oh, she just hung up. I can't get
her
number.
Holler back if you're
listening. Holler back if you're listening, bro.
You know what?
Yeah, she's
Trini, sure. You couldn't tell that was a man, my dude.
Oh,
oh
shit,
my
damn.
God.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I am a bottom line fan trying too hard to sound like a girl. Like, trying too hard.
That was a sexy voice. Delisa, that was a sexy voice. You
that was,
that
I'm
on
trying
bottom.
So hard to sound like a woman right now.
That voice is a
oh, my God. Are y'all checking out the pendant post? They think because we're on the radio, we're not looking at the pendant post.
What happened?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Somebody's working with me. They just got rid of it.
They
were
talking
they shit. It was a fucking fucked up attendant that was not about to get approved. I hope it wasn't.
Well, listen, man.
Where's
we about
Capri?
To
run.
We
Capri,
out
are you still here?
Everybody.
Oh, what's Sin's number? Hey, what's Sin's number? Yeah.
What's which number? All right, well, listen, y'all want to go ahead and give shout-outs or let everybody know what's up and how to follow y'all and holler at y'all and all that before we get off?
Okay, just hop on Facebook, the best of my best group, you know, in town, all around, BBW with a twist.
Mm-hmm.
BBW
you know,
with a twist.
Yeah, we out here.
Yeah, man, you know, we better than Zeus, better than, what's the other, Match.com, you know. We're you know, trying to help all the people. You know, you love big women, you know, this is the group for you, man, because big men, can nobody do it like big women?
That's right.
Okay.
When you see them post, pay attention to what's being said, fellas. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to help
yes.
y'all, man.
Yeah, man. You got hey. I'm just letting you know. Y'all keep going for the model types, and y'all gonna be starving, looking like Marvin out here, man.
What
like,
you mean, nigga?
You know?
We model types. We just big model types.
That's it. That's it. It's sexy, you know.
Yeah, we can get right, man, again. I see it coming.
We're gonna have to set up another interview with them, Queen T.
Yeah.
Yo, thanks for having us, though.
Yes, thanks for having us, man.
Not a problem, man. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for coming through, man. Thanks for coming through.
Yep,
y'all,
definitely.
Man, if you don't know, if you ain't a part of it, which most of y'all probably ain't, some of y'all listeners are, BBW with a twist, man. It's the hottest BBW group out there with over 58,000 members.
Over 58,000, and still growing.
Like a cornrow, I've been through hell. One day I find my way. If If not, then maybe I could find my way. Black hat,